Su materialità. E con... Well, and Krishna, the two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, friend, bosom friend, that
his rasa with Krishna, it is Satyaras. There's no Madhuryam extent. That's, I think, your question. No, it's just ecstasy.
Sakha. Sakha here. But not only Sakha. He wants to meet Krishna. And he helps. Krishna, kya sunega? Sun karke kya hoga? Ko bhajan karo, tab Krishna. Abhi chitta chanchal tum logon ka, abhi idhar kabhi udhar. अभी साधन हरि नाम करो शांत करो
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Mandir.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
He is Narma Sakha. He helps Krishna in the Radhika.
But he is Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yavachari Bhav. Is it anyway like Manjari or always like
Not only he likes Priya Narma Sakha.
Special category.
Not like human Kishori.
But nothing more than the.
More than Sakha, Mitra Sakha, Prana Sakha. Is more than that. He has so intimate friendship with Krishna that his mamata, Krishna is mine. So that he is greater than all another sakha, Madhamangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
Form.
Once Krishna was with Sri Radhika and all of the devotees. Meantime, animal, Padma, is Sakhi of Suventu. Mother in Jatila. And she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or tomb. I have just seen. She became very curious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself that fact and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakhan, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going. Bhandirvan, why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. So, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends.
His friends.
And he has met Subal as Radhika and playing. And he has given this information to you. And if you will go there, they will make Subal naked and they will so and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. Did you catch? So Subal, at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Kunti and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Kunti Radhika. So sometimes bhava is so higher, then he takes a form of Mahabhava, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both steps are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yet he's so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she seen as his Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to write. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal, and Subal she speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes ready and his bhava is like Gopi. His bhava is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Mada and Pragavda.
It is mentioned that gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Pragavda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, Bhama Vrindavan is also put in that place. Those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages. Kumara, Kishore, Gopala, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's, someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all of those different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
His every pastime is nitya. So he every age is nitya. But Kishore and Vaishnavi are most important. Because Gopi's ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, Gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Mukti, Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been stated, Vaya Kaishoro kam dhyam adhyo evo parvara.
is like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal, so much bhava purana, lalit, and every qualification includes.
Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, the Nitya Priya gopis, the Nitya Siddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
ready,
ripened, but by hearing about Ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means a
garden.
Pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not ripe at all, only full, young. Young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to taste. So, we have given very beautiful description. Very good.
In our Guru Maharaj's...
Pika?
No, it is in... Not in the Guru Maharaj's Pika, because he did not write that. He passed away, but his disciple, Vidyananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bees means seed. One gives a vithankur seed.
That is sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaves. That are Raghunath, Bhatta and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami. In his Vaishnava Toshini, Bhagavad Vaishnava Toshini.
What about Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. Is out of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed the person.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument.
Argument, hida and hida and so on. And follow the person. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari, but Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he alochana karta hai, alochana
discussion.
No, no. He cuts the argument. He cuts the arguments of Jiva Goswami also.
Yeah.
Vividly.
Yeah.
He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were Swakiya?
Yeah, we're
married. Patri Sutan Vaya, Bhratri Anand, and there are so many examples in his eighth slok, that Gopis are writing, not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place, that Jiva Goswami says that none of the Gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the Gopis Haras, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parents, that you're a mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that life. Mm.
For them, this was happening.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow this matter of the time. In Jiva Goswami, I do determine.
Judge.
And what does that mean, discharge?
That means this is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try.
I have to see
analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in this one, I have to say, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we have to judge and
weigh everything.
Analyze. Why has he told? He has told it for anadhikari, or adhikari, or why he has told.
Yes. And I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt, that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami...
But he has not cared. No. Gulinman has given very deep
commentary.
We were
wondering
about that. Against Jiva Goswami.
Again?
All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different. But he has to. In Ujjwal Nilmani, you can see that duty, swine duty,
after
duty. In swine duty, means, this will come next year. Swine duty means, Gopi Naika, are herself requesting Krishna to meet. You should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are Sabda Uttha, Nedara, Artha, Arthalankar, so many things.
I cannot express. I'm not expressing feeling. But usually no answer. Very, very beautiful.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Swami? Like gopis. They want to denote another thing. And by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not real. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So
Jiva Goswami has told all these things, Vishwanatha Chakravarti. Tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamya. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discord.
Disagrees.
Huh?
He disagrees.
Disagrees with the fact that he has written first copy of the Swakiya Bhava. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that and everywhere meditate. And why you told in the rash that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that I was thinking that you are so clever and very
intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rash to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight, it is so deep, andhakar, dark, so many serpents and other things. And it is quite nirjana sthan. Nirjana is quite lonely. So, not returning, I was. It is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. I am your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, inoffensive. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
Then Krishna told that, oh, now I know that you are the hero. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhani means.
Yeah, who knows the.
Wealthy person.
Huh? One who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
Huh?
Upalakshana.
No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhani. Panit yoga, will drink water again. One was taking water, any kantedar machali, fish, having melt, kata, you know, kata.
Fish?
Fish, having
Right. Lobster.
Full of bone, outside bone.
See? Not bone. Kata thing hai. Kata mani thi.
Kata the hand bole, kata ke bole, jun khodi kata hand bole. Kata ne ni bole. Bone, ula pai ke
se pai. Bone na na kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but.
A fish. Eh?
Sword.
Not
lobster.
Mm.
That
means
with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at Ekadasi day. Drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was telling, announcing that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
He was bathing perhaps.
Then when fish went there and he came out and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means that don't
take water in cup.
Like this is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna in Bhagavata has used this
indirectly.
In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called the rasa.
This is Paroksha Bhakti.
Paroksha Bhakti. Paroksha Bhakti.
Everything is Paroksha Bhakti. To protect from Ananakari.
The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopas who had ras with Krishna? Or was their husband just imaginary? Or did their husband have ras?
These husbands in Golok Vrindavan only abhinaya. Yeah. Understand?
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhinaya has taken shape as by yoga maya.
Mm.
No illusory maya there. Only.
I have a question. Then. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, that's the
question. Jotila.
Jotila is also Abhiman in Golok Vrindavan. Consult.
Jotila is Abhiman.
Abhiman only. No, actually there. No place. Abhiman. Like in a dark room, I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman any. Any word for Abhiman?
Ego. Concept.
Concept. Conception. But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of willing maya. Then?
You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have read 33 articles.